This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Ahmedabad in Gujarat yesterday. Mr. Modi flagged off the country's first Namo Bharat rapid rail between Ahmedabad and Bhuj and 6 Vande Bharat trains. He also handed over completed houses under both the urban and rural segments of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, PMAY, to the beneficiaries in the state. He also sanctioned more than 30,000 houses under PMAYG. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said, "This is a golden time for the country." The second edition of the Naval Commanders Conference will begin in New Delhi from today. The conference is the apex-level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues between the naval commanders. The Defence Ministry said the four-day conference will commence with the inaugural address by the Chief of Naval Staff. He will review major operational, logistic, training and administrative activities pursued by the Indian Navy over the last 6 months and deliberate upon key milestones to be crossed to safeguard maritime interest. During the conference, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh is likely to address the naval commanders on Thursday on matters pertaining to national security and national expectations. Delhi Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal yesterday chaired a meeting of the Political Affairs Committee of the party to decide over the name of the new Delhi Chief Minister. Speaking to media after the meeting, party leader and Delhi Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj said, "Mr. Kejriwal held one-on-one meeting with committee members and ministers of Delhi government." He said the Legislative Party meeting will be held today to elect a new leader. Campaigning ended last evening for the first phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. The fate of 219 candidates will be determined by over 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh young voters in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and the third phase will be held on the 1st of October. In Haryana, a total of 190 candidates withdrew their nomination papers yesterday. Giving this information to media, Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that now 1,031 candidates are left in fray. Voting for the 90-member State Assembly will be held on the 5th of October. India will host the second formal meeting of the COP9 Bureau and the third formal meeting of the Fund Approval Committee under the UNESCO International Convention Against Doping in Sports in New Delhi today. As Vice Chairperson of the COP9 Bureau, India has taken the lead in organizing the two-day high-level gatherings, which will bring together key decision-makers and dignitaries from across the world. The Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry said the meeting will serve as a vital platform for countries and international organizations to deliberate on key issues concerning anti-doping, the development of fair sports practices and global collaboration in upholding the principles of integrity in sports. In pursuance of the announcement of the Union Budget 2024-25, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will launch the NPS Vatsalya scheme tomorrow in New Delhi. The Finance Ministry said that during the event, Ms. Sitharaman will also launch an online platform for subscribing to NPS Vatsalya, release of scheme brochure and distribute permanent retirement account number PRAN cards to new minor subscribers. The Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India are through to the final after thrashing South Korea 4-1 in Hulunbuir, China. India will now face host China today to chase a second consecutive gold. And that's the end of this news bulletin.